Okay, it's a gewaldig schuss to be here. I'm not going to lie. Whenever I come to Chutz Laretz and see such wonderful faces, the word for faces is panim. Panim is pnim. To see such light is it's very very refreshing, especially amid a lot of the darkness that's around. It's very very special to be here, to be with the Chevra. I appreciate everyone coming. I know it's busy, everyone's busy schedules and things going on, probably midterms and pre-midterms or post-midterms or pre-finals or whatever. There's always something going on. So it's really a chus to be back here with some of the Chevra. And I wanted to share with you an idea that I woke up this morning to. Early this morning, just because that's what happens when you fly and whenever you wake up, that's it. It doesn't matter what time it is, you're up. So I was up early this morning, and I woke up to this thought, or with this thought. The pasuk begins in this expression of Eile Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham Holiness Yitzchak. Famous pasuk. These are the toldos of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham Holiness Yitzchak. Avraham fathered Yitzchak. Very, very strange pasuk, which Mefarshim Rashi on the spot, everyone's already passed Rishon, I'm sure, in Shnei Mikra, obviously. Short parasha, don't worry. If you're not, you can still catch up. It's a strange pasuk. These are the toldos of Avram ben Yitzchak, of Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram holds Yitzchak. It's very redundant. It doesn't say too much afterwards. He had a baby, didn't have a baby. Davened. It occurred to me that the word toldos, as we find earlier in the Torah, in the beginning of Parshas Noach, Torah uses the phrase there, Eile toldos Noach. And Rashi there comments and says that Iker Todosem Shal Tzadikim Maisen Tovim. The main Todos of a Tzadik is his Maisen Tovim, or his actions. Maybe what the Torah is doing over here is saying a similar thing when it comes to Yitzchak. It's about to tell us about Yitzchak's actions. We're going to learn the Torah about what happens in Yitzchak's life. The whole parasha of Yitzchak is this parasha. Yitzchak is here. This is him. Basically, all in toldos. And yet, what are these actions? The Torah says, Avraham holy is Yitzchak. Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak, meaning maybe Pshat, or not sure about Pshat, but Al Derech Drash, is that it was clear in all of Yitzchak's actions where they came from. Avraham holy this. It's like Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. Avraham was clearly seen, clearly felt, clearly imprinted on the actions of Yitzchak. Eli told those Yitzchak, these are the actions, which is really matters for a person, of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. And Avraham holy this. It's like these actions didn't come from nowhere. They were due to the fact that Yitzchak was the son of Avraham, and Avraham made his tremendous imprint on Yitzchak. That's where these actions came from. Maybe a few examples, just in the parasha, a little bit in the Hemshech. The first episode Torah records that they didn't have children. And they start banging on heaven's door for children. They're diving for children. Does it sound familiar? It reminds me of what happened in parasha's Vayera. When Stone was about to be destroyed, and Avram goes knocking on heaven's door to save Stone, save Stone, save Stone. It's true, Yitzchak wasn't even born yet at that time, it's true. But it doesn't matter. It was in motion. That was in between the Malachim telling Avram, so they're going to have a baby, and Yitzchak's birth, a year later. But the point is, the tefillah of Avram was imprinted on Yitzchak. It was part of him. So when Yitzchak had to daven, he banged away at heaven's door, like Avram had done also previously, because Avram holding as Yitzchak, because the experience of Avram, of growing up in Avram's house, had such a strong impact on Yitzchak that it was present in Yitzchak's actions. Next story in the Torah is the story of the wells. This is parasha. Avram digs wells, and Yitzchak and the Plishtim stuff those wells up, and Avram and Yitzchak goes in and redigs the same wells as Avram. What's the idea? The wells are not stam, as is well known. Yeah, what a wake over here. It's well known. It's not stam. The Ramban al-Torah, the Kliyakar, the Mefarshim say these wells were symbolic of the Beis HaMikdash. the first Beis Hamikdash, the second one, there was fighting over the third well, there was no fighting. Symbolizing the third Beis Hamikdash, there won't be any machlokes, it'll be chai v'kayim, it'll last eternally, forever. These are wells that Avram dug up, and Yitzchak goes back and just digs the same ones up. Yitzchak takes his lead, his cue from Avram Avinu, and says, "You know what? I'm following in the footsteps of my father. My behaviors, my actions, are a reflection of what I saw in my father's home. I also want to dig deep for Ruchnias. I also want to try to achieve great spiritual heights like my father did." The end of the parasha, the famous story is the story of Brichos Yaakov. Yitzchak is brachos to Yaakov, Brichos Yaakov, Brichos Yitzchak, V'yitin lecha, Ha'alokim tal Hashemayim. It's well known that Yitzchak wanted to give the brachos to Esav, but so the psukim sound like. Just a big pele. Many mefarshim ask, why in the world would Yitzchak want to give the brachos to Esav? He had no idea who he was. You could say this, I hope this is not absolutely wrong, but maybe. It's true Yitzchak is the middle of Gevura, it's true, but maybe some of the chesed of Avram also dripped into Yitzchak. And maybe it was the chesed of Avraham that was part of Yitzchak that said, you know what? He's not perfect, but maybe we could also give him some brachos that'll help him maximize his potential also. Maybe we could, you know, give some of the family gene down to Esav as well. Maybe he'll be able to maximize and become a great person. I'm not sure if that's the proper pshat or not. I don't know. Maybe it's a pshat. But the upshot, the takeaway message that I want to try to developing for a few minutes now is this idea. It was clear on Yitzchak where he came from. Not only like Rashi says at the beginning of the parasha, it was clear because they looked exactly alike, so that people wouldn't say that Yitzchak's father was Avimelech. That's the well-known shot. But more importantly, the toldos are the ma'asim tovim of a person, and the actions of Yitzchak were reflective of the fact that he was a ben of Avraham. There's a beautiful phrase actually found. It's thrown around a lot. And the phrase is called the Ben Torah. What's a Ben Torah? It's a funny expression. A son of the Torah. What does that mean? So it probably means something along these lines. It probably means that the person who bears the title of a Ben Torah is a person whose actions are absolutely informed by the Torah. You see upon him that the Torah that he's learning is one with him. He's a son of the Torah. What's a son of the Torah? Well, a son of Avraham was an individual whose toldos, whose ma'asim tovim, were a reflection of the fact that he is Ben Avraham. And a Ben Torah is a person whose actions, whose speech, whose demeanor, whose midos, whose interaction with the world is a clear reflection of the fact that he is with Torah. He's learning Torah. He's a Ben Torah. He's a Ben Yeshiva. There's a famous Tosos everyone knows in Maseches Brachos. Everyone knows the Tosos. Should I skip it? We'll review it very quickly. Tosos says, famous Kasha, Maishna, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah from Sukkah. How come when it comes to Sukkah, every time a person goes into Sukkah, he makes a bracha? And when it comes to Talmud Torah, you only make one bracha in the morning and carries the entire day. What's the difference? Why is Sukkah get so many brachos every time you go into a new sukkah and Talmud Torah, one bracha? Tosos and the Rosh and the Mishonim all have different variations on a theme, but the main point they all say is that a person is never miyayish daito min haTorah. He goes for an interview, and if you're going for interviews, I'm sure everyone's people going for interviews is a big thing. Interviews, he goes. I don't mean for an interview like for smicha and kola. That's the easier one, or whatever. That's a different kind. He goes for an interview for, you know, chleis for PwC. I don't know the simcha they're here for. He goes to interview for, Morgan Stanley. I don't know. Some stuff. Well, yeah, Morgan Stanley. It's a bank, like a mortgage bank, something like that. Whatever. He goes to some big interview. It's clear in the way that he carries himself that he is a Ben Torah. I came this morning. I was zochet to be in Hank this morning. Before Hank, I stopped for 5 minutes. It was a shkacha pratis mamish. I have this phone over here, my vintage phone I brought to America, hoping that the SIM card would work with it, but unfortunately, no such luck. And every time I make a phone call, it loses reception after a second. And but there's a little patch on the way to Hank this morning. I called this a Talmud of mine. It was in medical school in Hofstra. Talmud from many years ago. And I just wanted to see him, give him Shalom Aleichem. We're in touch a lot. And he said, you know, Hank is 5 minutes away from Hofstra. I'm like, what's the address? He snuck in the address. Then all of a sudden my phone went blank. But I had a GPS. Besides this phone, I had a GPS in my car, Baruch Hashem. I plugged it in. No parking. Class starts at 9. I pull up to the building at 5 to 9. I walk into the guards. I didn't even park in the parking spot. I just parked by the curb like I own the place, because I just did. And I'm like, hi, I need to see my Talmud. I didn't say Talmud. They don't know what I'm talking about. I said, I have a student here I need to see. What's his name? I said, his name is so-and-so. Oh, sure I know him. It's a big school, a lot of kids in the class, but sure I know him. Okay. You know where he is? I have no idea. It's a massive building, Hofstra Medical School. The Zucker building. Some non-Jewish girl, probably non-Jewish, I don't even know, walks by. She's also probably medical school. I'm like, do you know this student of mine? Sure, 1 second. He gets his he's married, Baruch Hashem. He gets his, she gets him on the thing. I guess they must have a group also, in a group chat in medical school, probably of sorts. Make a long story short, he comes down wearing his very nice yarmulke on his head in the middle of medical school. It's not flooded with frum Jews at all. I think he's the only one in this class, if I'm not mistaken. Proudly wearing his yarmulke on his head. That's a person who's striving to be a Ben Torah, even in challenging circumstances. That's a person whose decisions, whose behavior are informed, are motivated, are inspired by Torah. You might have seen a scene before in your lifetime. Sometimes they walk out of a certain building. I've seen this in my lifetime too many times. They're walking out of a building, and the second they walk out of the building, I won't show this to you. The second they walk out of the building, they make the following motion: take the hand to the head, pull off the yarmulke. I did it. Put it in their pocket. Because they're going somewhere. They don't want to be known as a Jew in that environment. I'm not judging anybody. I'm really not. I'm not judging anyone that does that, that did that. I didn't come to give a yarmulke shmuz. But what they're showing, what they're saying, whether they're saying it knowingly or not knowingly, the message that they're saying is that what happened in that building was for that building. And when I move on with my life, I move on with my life, and that's not how I want to be defined or known or recognized, or that's not who I am. This is a big challenge, I think, that many of us have. This is the stage, the stage of our life that we really are determining who we are. Hopefully a lot of us have a picture in our mind already who we want to be. But you know, there's a lot of things pulling. A lot of things pulling different directions. The job, the interview, the internship, the competition, whatever challenges come along the way, oftentimes they cloud our minds and they cloud our vision of what we're supposed to be doing and what we're supposed to be, really, who we are supposed to be. As we read these parashios, Ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram holding his Yitzchak. Just one last point on this point. They had different midos. Very different midos. Chesed is chesed. Gvura, din is a whole different midah. And even though they had different midos, that's totally fine. But it was still clear that Avram holding his Yitzchak. The midah of Yitzchak didn't come, as they say, in a vacuum and out of nowhere. It was brought into this world because of all the experience that they had growing up in Beis Hashal Avram. This is a Ben Avram. That's who he is. The Ben Torah is a person who's a Ben Torah who, L'mashal, L'havdil. I'll try. One of my students recently went to a Giants game. It wasn't in New York. It was in Chicago. Okay. They watched the game. I saw some pictures from the experience. You know, a Giant fan, I don't know who would want to be a Giant fan these days. I understand they're having a hard year. But a Giant fan, like, it's very clear he's a Giant fan. Like, you know, how much paraphernalia is he wearing? That's like, this is I am a Giant fan. Like, if you don't know that, look at me. You see my jersey and you see my you know, the logo in my head, like that's how I wanna. That's me. That's my essence. I'm a Giant fan. Don't confuse me with a Jet fan. Don't confuse me with a whatever another fan. I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm a Giant fan. That's how I carry myself. And a Ben Torah is a person who carries himself with a banner of Torah, totally informing and encompassing his life and his actions, his speech, his behavior. One last word. Mamash, I'll close with this. Just a speech for it. One of my favorite words in the sixth parasha. But related to the speech of the Ben Torah. Pasuk says, "Akol kol Yaakov, I die in the Esav." Yeah? It's like, here's Yaakov's voice. "Akol kol Yaakov, I die in the Esav." Rashi says in that Pasuk, why is it "Akol kol Yaakov"? Because it's not the way of Esav to talk in a refined way, right? True? And Yaakov's talking in a refined way. So the Ramban says, so wasn't that the pitch, the tone of voice was the issue. The pitch wasn't the problem. Yaakov was able to change his pitch to sound like Esav. Akol kol Yaakov, you would learn Pshat. Akol is, why is it kol kol Yaakov? Because Akol kol Yaakov, because they sounded differently. No, Yaakov was able to make the sound. It wasn't a sound issue. It wasn't like, oh, that sounds like Yaakov, because the sound was fine. What was the problem? It was the speech, the refined speech. That's not how Esav speaks. So the obvious question is, why didn't Yaakov just change his speech? Why didn't Yaakov just talk in a rough and gruff way and say, "Dad, you know, Yaakov Avi," like Esav says it? I think it's the Sefer Kedusha Aleph who says a beautiful thought, because a person's speech is who they are. Yaakov speaks like a mensch. The mensch can't not speak like a mensch. You're going to make a mensch say words that are not mensch? It's not possible. Yaakov only talks a certain way. This is Yaakov talk. Yaakov is a Ben Torah. And a Ben Torah talks like a Ben Torah. No matter who he's with, no matter in which environment he's in, no matter who the chever around him is, the Ben Torah is the Ben Torah, through and through. 100%, 365 days a year, 24/7. There's no except when I'm, except when I go to the Yankee game. I just drove by Yankee Stadium before. Very exciting. Whatever. Not that exciting, actually. But the point I wanted to just end off with, this is the same point that I've been saying the entire, it's how we began. I hope the message is relevant to each person on his madriga. This is not a one-size-fits-all. It's not pshat. If you wear a white shirt and black pants, you're Ben Torah. And if you wear gray pants and a checkered shirt, so you're not. It's not about dress. It's not about, okay, if you wear a hat, you're a Ben Torah, and if you don't, you're not. Zaloa and Yan Bechla. That's not the Nakuda at all. The Nakuda is how much of my behavior, of my speech, of my conduct, of my essence is governed, is informed by the Torah. The Torah is something I just do, I sit and learn. And then that's the Torah part of my life. But then there's the Mada. After all, Torah, Umada. You know, there's two things. There's the Torah and there's the Mada. Or no. There's Torah and there's Mada. And that's fine. You can learn Mada. You want to get a job and you have to go to school to get a job. That's why you're in this institution. Valdic. Get a good education. Do well in your schoolwork. Don't cut corners in schoolwork. It's okay. Do it right. Do that as sof. You're doing it already. Do it right. You're here. It's a wonderful institution. Your parents are paying a lot of money. Someone's paying a lot of money somewhere down the road. Maybe you'll be paying back a lot of money down the road to be here. But you're here. So if you're here, so then do it. Do it right. But it's not, okay, 12 o'clock is over. Now my life begins. Now I got that part out of my way. It's 1 o'clock is over. 3 o'clock is over. And now I can focus on the other part of my life. No. I know this is being recorded. I know that it's going to say Yeshiva University campus. I'm not shy to say this. If something you hear in the afternoon in one of your classes doesn't sound consistent with Torah Hashkafa, speak up. Speak up. Tell someone. I didn't come to make machos over here. That's not my style. I'm not trying to make problems. But yeah, you're paying enough money that you should have a right to voice your your thought, if something that's being said or expressed by a teacher, by someone who you're supposed to be gaining information from and learning from, is not consistent with Dalet Chalki Shulchan Aruch or Rambam or Shas Bavli Yushalmi. Midrashim also, why not? Whatever the case may be. It's a mashal, it's a small mashal. But I hope the message that I tried to convey to this Chashav Chashav Olam is clear. That the goal, our dreams, as Rebbeim for you guys, our dream for you is that each and every one of you, ones that Asher Yeshno Po, Asher Neinu Po, our dream is that the Ben Torah idea is something that you dream to become. Our dream is that's your dream. Our hope, our tefillos, are that's on your radar. That's something that you want to aspire to become. That's something that you want to be mechazik for yourself. And v'ani tefillah, we should be zocha, each person, wherever they're at, kafim adregaso, according to our level, we should try to have a little bit more of the Torah inform our life, a little bit more of akol kol Yaakov, a little bit more of the inspiration of Torah, not just learning Torah, not just ideas, but ideas that inform, ideas that inspire, ideas that are mechazikas. Everyone should be zocha to be matzliach in all of your endeavors, the ruchnias, the gashmias, the parsha that itein lecha Elokim tala shemayim mishmani aretz. Tala shemayim, shemayim is the ruchnias, shemani aretz is the gashmias. By Esav it's the same words. It says first it says mishmani aretz, and then it says tala shemayim afterwards, because by Esav the focus is on the gashmias and not the ruchnias. But Yaakov is mitala shemayim mishmani aretz. The focus should be on the ruchnias. You should have bracha and atzlacha both in the ruchnias and the gashmias, and everybody should be zocha be'ez Hashem to aspire and to become the ultimate Ben Torah that they hope to be. Thank you very much for coming. Atzlacha rabba, everybody.